Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
In Jeremiah 1 and verse 5, God says, "Before you were born, I chose you to speak for me to the nations." When God blesses you, get ready for the complainers who think he should have blessed them instead, or at least as much as you. There's an interesting example in Numbers 17 verse 5. When a dispute arose about the position of the high priest, God told Moses to have each candidate write his name on his staff and place it overnight in the tabernacle. Then God said, "The man I've chosen, buds will grow on his rod. Then, at last, this murmuring and complaining against you will stop." Imagine an old stick with no roots or sap blossoming in the dark. The truth is, faith can't grow without hardship. It must incubate in the darkness of adversity. There's a stage at which you don't even know you've been chosen by God. Only he knows. He told Jeremiah, "Before I shaped you in the womb, I knew all about you. Before you were a beep on the monitor, God had plans for you. The reason you didn't die on the operating table or in that car accident is because God had his hand on you. Furthermore, he didn't choose you because you're so virtuous and wonderful. No, he chose what the world thinks is unimportant so that no one can brag." That's from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. When God created the heavens and the earth, the Bible says, "Darkness covered the face of the deep. Then God spoke and he said, 'Let there be light,' and it was so." And today, God can bring light out of your darkness and hope out of your despair. He's not intimidated by the darkness. It's where he does some of his best work. Some good encouragement for Nighttime Experiences, Part 2. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.